Hey, welcome to Diary 101 Podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandelo Kandepoy, also known as Aka. So today's episode is just a little run through of the type of work I do at Tonse. This will be happening more often. As I love having guests over, I also realize that there are always question marks on what we actually do. And so today's episode is just an element of something I'm very passionate about and the core of whatever we do at Tonse. So if you do not know what Tonse is, so Tonse is a tech company where we focus on helping young people get through and reach their full potential. And what we do at Tonse is that we create opportunities, and the type of opportunities we create is by sharing other opportunities that other organizations actually run. So we just share them and run programs that help young people to apply for those opportunities and get picked or just enhance their skills development. With that, I am so excited for today, kinda, but it's the first time. Not the first time I'm doing this, but I am so excited and I'm ready to jump in. So today we are going to talk about everything skills development from my point of view as Aka and my experience. And I'm going to give practical examples of what skills development is. And with that being said, hello, let's go into and jump right in. So according to the internet... or AI. Skills development is a process of acquiring, enhancing, and refining your ability to improve performance in various aspects of life, including personal and professional setting. I like this definition because when we always think about skills development, initially when I thought about skills development, I thought it had to only do with one aspect of my life, which is like the career aspect. Right, but when I got to learn more and talk about skills development, I understand that it's actually just various aspects of my life. Right, the conversation is mainly had when we are talking about career development and entrepreneurship, those type of things. But it's never really had to say, okay, you could enhance your ability to do something. You could at anything. Right, and it would be considered skills development. For example, you want to become a reader and you're just a basic reader, you just love to read and you enjoy it, it's fun. If you want to get good at being a reader to a point where you are invited to book launches or invited to talk about the books you read, or even start a podcast about books, it means you really have to put down steps, set goals to really what can you actually do to become a better reader, to become somebody that acquires knowledge and is able to share it in a way that is inspiring to people. And that knowledge you're just acquiring is about reading. Which is so interesting, right? And I'm also talking about this because this is me. I am a reader. I enjoy reading. One of my favorite things to do on earth is just read. My dream job is just being a reader. Yeah. So I am not intensely a reader. Like, I read books I like to read. I interact with stuff I like to interact with. But I enjoy reading. And what I now do is I do book reviews on the books I have read, which is actually fun. So for me, reading is just something fun. I do not have a podcast on reading, but I do think in the future I will have a podcast on reading. So when you look at certain aspects of your life that look like a hobby, on the personal side, what could you do to enhance and improve and refine the ability of doing that? That is also skills development, right? That's also you developing a specific set of skills. On the professional side, another example, on my end, part of my work is knowing certain things. Part of my work is working with AI, learning about new tools, tools with or without AI, learning how to navigate certain workspaces. That's my work. And I say this to people, when my work, I have to know certain things. Like, at the back of my head, now what I do is actually just keep quiet. And when I'm asked a question, I'm like, oh, maybe you should do it like this, and maybe you should do it like that. Maybe you should try doing it like that. Because my work actually requires me to learn how to navigate certain digital platforms so that I can work efficiently and effective. Initially, when I was starting out with Tonse, I did not know all these things, right? It's been 2 years, and part of working with that, part of learning those skill sets is I have learned how to navigate stuff easily for so many circumstances, and how do I just improve whatever I do. So that's on the professional side. I just had to learn how to, for example, the Google space or the Google workspace. There's so much a Google workspace can do if you know how to use it, right? Initially, maybe 10 years ago or 9 years ago, when I created my email address, I just knew that I could only receive emails on Google. I did not know that it had so many aspects to it. It has my calendar, it has everything. Like, it has my calendar, it has surveys, it has my drive, it has my pictures, like, it has everything on that. So I did not know that I actually had to start learning how to use the tools, because these are tools I use every day. So that's just like a brief example of skills development. It's skills development, personal, professional, is how can I just get better at doing something? That's just it. Like, how do you just get better at doing something? And you could just pick that one thing you want to get better at doing and be better at it, right? You can pick a set of stuff you want to get better at. You can pick which aspect it would be, personal, professional. Professional, also think about this. If you're a business owner, that's your profession. Being an entrepreneur is your profession. So how do you get better at being an entrepreneur? What type of skill sets do you need to be a good entrepreneur? What type of skill sets do you need to be a key person of influence in your profession? What type of skill sets do you need to be a better human being? So that's what skills development is. It's just the ability to acquire new skills and improve on certain skills, various aspects of your life. So my focus today in this conversation would be, my scenario is a student. Most of my work, I work with students, and the question I get asked a lot is, as a student, how do I get to improve my skills, right? Because if I'm at university, what am I doing? Because the norm is, we think that just because you're at university, you are developing a skill. You are developing some other sets of skills, and you're not developing other sets of skills, because the default of you being in that environment is to learn certain skills, is to acquire certain knowledge. And the other default is, if you're not intentional about other skills you will need actually after university, is you will not develop them. So let's think about this as a university setup. The whole goal of being a university student is to learn a wide range of academic and personal skills. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's a whole goal. Like, you get to learn a wide range of academic and personal skills. They gain in-depth knowledge. So students gain in-depth knowledge when choosing a specific field. So when you choose a specific field, you gain an in-depth knowledge. I'm reading this kind of definition I wrote, and so please pardon me. So, like, you get an in-depth knowledge. So, and also, I think by default, you get to develop skills like critical thinking, problem solving, and somehow you get to learn how to be a better communication speaker and research. So other default skills you might have to learn is time management, teamwork, adaptability, because time management, you have to be in class at a specific time. Teamwork, you will have certain certain group assignments, certain group presentations, so you learn to work with other people. Adaptability, scenarios change. Every semester you get to have a new lecturer, you get to have new classmates. So you have to be adaptable to working with different people, different environments, whatever is thrown at you. Then also you learn about networking and financial literacy, not in depth, but just over the surface, depending on what career you're doing. Why a student is like my main focus on in this episode is that it's such a curated environment. Being a student is such a, in such a curated environment. Everything is done for you. Everything, you are expected to be at a specific time, and place. So everything is very curated for you. So you get used to that environment, and you get to have a set of problems that are solvable, that are uniform, and that everybody can relate to. I think that my first year at university was, I just needed to be in school, honestly. Like, everybody just expected me to be in school, like from 8 to 5 p.m. or something, or 6 p.m., depending on what classes I'm having. That's all. I was also just expected to pass, so I was expected to go in class, get my grades, and leave. So that's what majority of students do. It's nothing bad, actually. Like, this is true. Like, that's a skill set I learned, was not that I was ever early for class. I hated morning classes. But yeah, so I'll always probably be late for the 8 a.m. class, but I'll be there for a 10 a.m. class. So that's such a curated environment. It's very curated. Almost everything is done for you, and you don't even have to worry about the financing of that because your parents do it for you. So with such a very curated environment, everybody gets to learn the same skill sets. What that means is, when you're all done with your university, if you did not have the initiative of actually developing other skill sets, you can graduate with a distinction and still not get a job. That's just a fact. And we're not having those honest conversations is, you are all taught the same thing. And it doesn't matter if you got a distinction or you got a C or a credit, actually. The thing is, as long as you didn't have the initiative of developing other skill sets while in that curated environment, if you did not do something different in that curated environment, the job market or your employers would just think you're all the same. Yes, there's a flex of getting your A's and distinctions and everything, just for a while, to be honest. Like, just for a while. I don't think it doesn't even matter long term. Like, it doesn't. And we need to start telling people that. I learned that. One of the things my brother-in-law told me the first time when I passed my first year in college, he said, "Well, Aka, we now know you can be taught. What other skill set can you learn apart from just going to class and learning and passing? Like, what else can you take from the university life that will open doors for you or take you to the next level or grow your network?" Which I always remember that question, because I was so excited, and he got excited too. Then he just said, "Okay, cool, I know, but what else can you do?" So in my second year, I decided, I am a default of getting bored easily. Things bore me. at the core, I get the most. I like challenges. I like new experiences, which is not good sometimes, but I'm always that. So my second year, I decided to get a mentor to also. No, I got a mentor in my third year. My second year too, I did get a mentor. She's amazing. She introduced me to a whole lot of people. So I got a mentor. I did stand for an association, like that's a business association. And my interacting with people was different. Like how I was looking at life, how I was doing stuff, it was different. And I haven't been a student for like a year. So I do know the student life and I do know the student lifestyle and the student defaults. I just made sure that how do I make myself different? How do I change someone's life? It's always the questions I would ask myself. Like, how do I do something different? How do I differentiate myself? How do I change my life? How do I change someone's life? What is my core competence? What do I want my core competences to be? Because one thing I realized was I wasn't the smartest student. So I don't even want to fight with the A students for the grades because I'm barely attending classes. So why would I want to do that for myself? My logic in university was amazing, by the way, on most days. So I already removed myself from the A students. I knew if I wanted to be an A student, it would require of me a lot. And I just didn't want to do a lot to go through university and pass so much. So I started to build certain skill sets to differentiate myself. So I said to work part-time. I stood for a position at an association. Like I was in the business school, so the business association, I was a vice president. I kept volunteering, but I also changed what I was volunteering in. I think initially I was doing climate change and sexual reproductive health with Agents of Change. I switched because I am more business oriented. So I went from non-profit organization to profit organization. So that was my switch. That was in 2021. My switch was now working with a company called Nyamuka Africa and Nyamuka Books. I'm doing their marketing. So I did make like really drastic changes because I knew to say, after all this learning, I want to own a business. So if I want to own a business, I need to start acquiring skill sets that I can use to run a business. I also need to have markets, or I need to have a network of people and switch to an environment that has to do with business. So that was my switch, which I love so much. Yeah, that was like the switch I did. And yeah, I kept volunteering. I worked part-time. I think those are the major, and the association. So I think those are like the major things I did that year. I kept reading books and said reading more financial books to do with business, and actually invested so much in the business I had then, which is called Scented Attic. I used to sell perfumes and accessories. So it actually, I think 2021 was like one of my best years because I really did make a lot of money. So that's just like a scenario of how you can use a curated environment and start curating another environment for yourself. But that can only happen when you have people that are telling you these things, right? I'm very fortunate enough that my circle of friends are older. What that also means that if my circle of friends are older than me, they have experienced life before me. So I don't have to necessarily experience certain things, because if I ask for advice and if they see something wrong, they will always just correct me and give me advice and do the next steps. So that's something I'm very fortunate about. And I've always had older friends, which is my favorite flex. Like I've always had older friends. So that environment, when you have other people successful than you, they push your success. I remember one of my other mentors, Julia, said that Aka is going to be successful before all of us because she's starting early and she has us to guide her. True. Whatever you do, find your people, find your network, find your mentors, and they will actually accelerate your growth and your success. So that's like some of the things I did in university. Like that's my second year. I think my third year was I found a mentor in my university, and now we went into like diving deep. So we dived deep into business, we dived deep into so we had business. I wanted to travel but couldn't afford it. So on the first step is how I didn't have a passport. So my mentor was like, how do you travel with no passport? So we got me a passport. So it was a lot of steps. But all that helped because in 2022, I switched my environment. Like I was still a student, but I stopped thinking of just a student I needed. I started thinking beyond the 3 years left in to graduate is after graduation, what type of excuses do I need to sustain myself after graduation? And that's a mindset most students need to go in, is take your year and enjoy it and do whatever you want to do. But after that year, and you have 3 more years, for the Zambian system, our degree is 4 years. So you have 3 more years. Start asking yourself is, if I am studying banking and finance, apart from my qualification, my paper, even if I graduated with a distinction, apart from that, what do I need? What type of skill sets do I need to actually be able to be employed, to be differentiated? For me, what other core competences do I need apart from the degree I got? Because the truth is, everybody has a degree. We all do. What else do you get to bring? Which is sad because initially all you needed was a degree. But now you don't. You need more than a degree. You need to have your connections. You need to have your network. Like you need to have all these other things to just be able to get a job, to get a good network and all that. So fast forward is I did all that, and that did actually set me up for the mindset I had after graduating. It's been a year since I graduated, and after university it's actually a different ballgame because everybody expects you to get that job quickly. Everybody expects you to be independent. They just cut you off, to be honest, and that's a different story for another day. But it's actually rough out here. Yeah, it kind of is. So it's rough out here. We don't have a curated environment. So if you didn't plan on how you would navigate after graduating, it gets harder. And even if you had the connections and networks and all that, and you had your plan, what if the jobs are offering is not what you're looking for? Just to jump in or just to take a step back? So that's a conversation for another day, and I'll make an episode about that. So sticking to your 4 years in university, I do think as a student, this is like your best time of your life, to be honest. Because everybody really just wants you to get that degree. And almost everything is provided for you. All you have to do is manage yourself, your time, and your environment. And specifically, your time. If you manage your time right, you could set yourself up for success, whatever that looks like for you. You could set yourself up for that. So the question is, what do you need to do as a student to set yourself up for success? Early. You don't have to do it in fourth year. Fourth year is one of the craziest because you have your research and just navigating different emotions. But if you start early, it gets easy and it gets into your system. They become a norm and something normal. So what do you need to do to set yourself for success? I have an action plan or something I used to set myself up, and I hope it's helpful for you. So as a student, you need different type of skill sets to navigate different type of environments, and you want to start learning how to navigate them early. I think the first step on this action plan, to be honest, is set your goals. Set the goals of the type of skills you need to acquire for the person you're going to become after being a student. Right? Like, ask yourself these questions. What type of skill sets do I need to navigate life after university? For example, if you are a banking finance student, you are learning about banking and finance. But the other question would be, what other type of skill sets do I need? Other than, let's hypothetically, you're an A student. Apart from being an A student, what else do I need to know? Or what other skill do I need to do to actually be able to navigate getting a job, growing my network, creating a career for myself? Alright? I'll let that sink in. So that's how you set your goals, and you could do SMART goals. I did an episode on SMART goals. So SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Make that goal specific. Let's say, apart from my degree as a banking and finance graduate, I need to learn public speaking. I need to learn communication, right? That's specific. Measurable. What in communication are you starting with? Oh, public speaking. Or is it going to be written? Or are you going to start a podcast? Or that. Attainable. Is it attainable? Yes, it is. You could get a class. You could, get a class on public speaking, writing. Is it realistic? Most probably it's realistic. Is it time bound? When do you think you're going to do that? Is it going to be in 6 months, in a month, in a week? All that, circle that in. So that's the first step in my action plan, is set those goals on what skill you need to acquire, and you can actually make them SMART. Start easy. So when you set your goals and you have your big goals, goals are cut in two slots, right? There's like the long-term goals and the short-term goals. Why I'd like you to start in your first or second year with this is, when you start early, you start easy, right? Again, university is a curated environment. You have access to a lot of stuff. You have access to people that can become your mentors. You have access to guest mentors, guest lecturers. Lecturers can become your mentor. You have access to information. You can always ask for help. They are meant to help you. And I think as a student, it's something I really did utilize, was making sure that my lecturers help me, because they're meant to help me. Right? Like, I know you're busy, but can I please get clarification on this? Can I please, where can I get this information from? So start easy. So start at home. At home is wherever you are, whichever university you are. Utilize it. Utilize the resources and platforms the university have created for you. They have been created for you. You, their student. Utilize it with all your heart. Those resources, you will never have access to them when you stop being a student. You never have access to them in another place or another university. But there's a flex of being a student. And I always utilize a lot of stuff. I knew if I own a business, when I owned my perfume business, every lecturer was supporting me. Why? Because I'm a student. What if I need the money to pay for my university? What if I need the money to eat at home? Like, utilize it, and you'd be surprised how everybody wants to support you. Even if it's not at their core, even if it's something they don't like, they want to support you. So utilize the fact that people want to support you. Utilize that there's information and programs that are just there for you. Utilize them. So start easy. It's very easy. Easy is just knowing what to utilize, firstly, at your university, what the government is giving students, what other platforms or organizations are doing stuff for students. Utilize that and use it to the fullest. That's the second thing on my action plan. You don't have to go hard. You don't have to go for the hard stuff. Start easy, start at home, and utilize whatever you can find. And just ask a lot of questions and ask for help. The third thing would be, find different platforms to learn. What you realize is, apart from what you're learning in class, what other skill sets do you need? And you realize, because you set your goals and you have done all this, you've listed everything, you realize that certain things you can't get them from class. So you now have to start utilizing or start using other platforms for learning. Using a podcast for learning, you could use YouTube. YouTube is my favorite place to learn. I should do it now. So you can use YouTube for learning. You can use your AI for learning. You can teach yourself certain apps, certain things. It's all about self-learning. What can you do on your own without a lecture? What can you do without help? You can also read books. One of the best ways of acquiring knowledge is by reading books. So one thing you just have to understand is, what you're taught in your university, in your classes at university, is enough to make you pass your classes. You need more than that. Excel outside university. And when you start exposing yourself to more than that, you actually now start thinking differently. You're actually now one of the different peoples that are there. So that's the one thing you should always have, like different platforms to learn. And this is just not for students. Like, after all that, I think learning is a dance. You keep going. There's always going to be a new song to dance to. It's just you deciding if that song is for you. And because you've set goals and you already know the person you want to become, it makes you more inclined to learn certain things and not learn other stuff. Because I own a tech company. Why am I going to learn about how to sew, for example, right? Not that it's a bad thing. It just won't benefit my business. So that's it's a dance. So the more you get exposed to it, the more you're inclined to know that this is for me and this is not for me. Which is like one of the best advice I got and I'm going to give here. Like, know what's for you and not for you, because there's a lot out here happening. The fourth thing is, volunteer to get more skill sets. I am such a believer in volunteering. Let's have more conversations about volunteering more often. So many organizations are looking for people to volunteer. Volunteer. Volunteering teaches you different skill sets, teaches you how to interact with people. It really just teaches you a lot. So find somewhere you can volunteer. It could be at your university, it could be at church, it could be for an organization, anything. It could be for an event. Always be up to work for free. Because again, when you're a student, everything is paid for. You're not really losing anything. So do it for free. It just takes you to different environments. You get to meet different people. You get to interact with different people. You get to learn new stuff. So that is like something you actually need to really excel in whatever you want to do. And my last point is, as a student, find a way to expose yourself to different environments and different situations. When you do that, you get to actually now start experiencing life and looking at it in different lessons. certain things you found normal become abnormal. Certain worlds you thought unreachable become reachable. Certain people you thought you couldn't reach, you now can reach them. So in anything you do, it could even be at university, in your campuses, there are different environments, you just don't realize it. There's an environment like there's a business association, there's the tech club, you have different clubs. You could have one university and that same university has created and curated different environments to give you different experiences to certain things. So I hope you get to enjoy this episode. I know it's like one thing. I hope your key takeaway from this is how to navigate and build new skill sets and just have fun doing it and explore more when you're in visit. When you're in university, because that's the only time people won't really mind or care what you're doing. Because as long as you're passing, anything else is fun. Anything else for them is just like, oh, she has a little cute hobby, he has a little cute hobby, let them be. So as a certified student, was a certified student, I hope this episode helps you get a little clarity. I know most universities are on a break now, so write down those goals and get ready for the next semester. And yeah, comment, tell me what you think about this episode, your thoughts, share it with a friend. And when you're listening to this and you're not a student, please share it to a student or somebody that is navigating life. I know this would actually help them a lot. So with that being said, thank you. Bye for now.